Mobile devices have come a long way over the last few decades, with sleeker designs, computer-grade processors, 4K lenses, state-of-the-art touch reception technology, and now even the ability to hold AAA shooters in the palm of your hand. And after the smashing success of Activision and Tencent's bringing of the legendary Call of Duty franchise to smartphones around the world, becoming one of the largest mobile games of all time, this multi-billion dollar company is back with 11 whole studios, half a decade of experience on the platform, one of the most skilled development teams out of the entire world, and almost 3 full years of hard, intensive labor, bringing what's rumored to be the biggest and most advanced mobile shooter of all time. And they're actively struggling to add the most basic graphic settings, which have been standard for every mobile game of the past decade. Oh yeah, and that same game has been allegedly causing genuine damage to phone processors and battery life through severe device overheating. But to understand just how deeply of an abomination to the entire gaming industry this single mobile game is, we have to go all the way back to the beginning. The year is 2016. The mobile revolution is in full swing. Alex Krasnov has just proved that you can make a highly successful mobile shooter, and now major companies are seeing the glorious opportunities in this platform they once looked down upon. Activision is one of the first to make a move and stick their flag in this new growing frontier. But developing a game for a phone is an entirely different process than what they're used to, and even their top engineers are rendered useless. They need help, and who better to ask than the old-time king of the mobile platform themselves? Tencent. The two gaming giants strike a deal. Tencent offers their best game development studio, and Activision hands over a database of all their previous successful games. And the two get to work. Obviously, profits will have to be shared, with the majority going towards Tencent for the actual development of the game itself. But that's a price Activision is willing to pay to ensure their claim on this new frontier. Almost 3 years passed since the initial agreement, and the two companies have already made major waves in the production of mobile games. They've crafted something truly beautiful, the closest to perfection a mobile shooter has ever seen, and they're finally ready to unveil it to the world. It takes the beloved maps, guns, characters, and mechanics from previous fan favorites of the Call of Duty franchise, and ports them flawlessly to the mobile platform. It's even got a shining new optimized UI for mobile devices unlike anything ever seen before. The gaming community is literally foaming at the mouth. The beta is only looking even more promising, and people flood to pre-register. It's even announced to have a battle royale mode. And best of all, unlike almost all prior COD games, it's entirely free to play. All weapons and attachments are fully unlockable within just a few hours of multiplayer, and there's even earnable cosmetics through a level system. On October 1st, 2019, Call of Duty Mobile hits Google Play's and App Stores around the world, and it's a major success. Within just the first 3 days, it has over 35 million downloads. By the end of its first week, it's reached over 100 million downloads. And by the end of 2019, almost 200 million downloads. It's one of the most successful mobile game launches of all time. And now they've even added a fully fledged battle pass system, in-game purchases with unique cutting-edge cosmetics, and an entire revised zombies mode. And it's released just in time, as quarantine hits, and as the public is forced inside and resorts to gaming to pass their time, the player base numbers soar. Call of Duty Mobile has taken the world by storm. The game also starts developing an extremely competitive scene through its brand new ranking system, allowing major YouTubers to race for the title of Legendary Rank, only strengthening its hold over the mobile empire. It's crowned as one of the best Call of Duty games of all time, and generates over $400 million in revenue within just the first year of its release. Activision has won. Sure, other mobile hit titles like PUBG or Free Fire have a stronger presence within the battle royale genre, but Call of Duty Mobile has set itself up to forever sit on the throne of mobile FPS. But there's an issue, and a big one at that. Most of the game's revenue is going straight to Tencent, and they're losing out on potential hundreds of millions of dollars. Plus, as previously stated, plenty other games, most of which are also owned by Tencent, are ruling over the mobile battle royale genre. And with their most recent other hit success, Warzone, dominating the PC and console plane of battle royales, well, let's just say there's another golden opportunity here. Activision leaves Tencent to run the game in early 2021, while they begin a brand new project. Activision lays out all their cards on the table. There's going to be one big change in the creation of this game from how they handled COD Mobile. They were going to do it themselves. I mean, they closely watched Tencent do it for a few years now. How hard could it be? Activision takes two of their best multi-platform development teams and personally hands them the task of bringing this now-beloved game to mobile platforms. Plus, they've already built two teams specifically for handling COD Mobile, so let's just throw them on the project too. But if four whole studios isn't enough, we'll even add in one more just in case something goes wrong. Now, unlike COD Mobile, which uses Unity as their primary mobile engine, this new game is set to utilize their brand new in-house IW9 engine. It's one of the most powerful game engines on the planet, with brand new spectral rendering, volumetric lighting, and full ray tracing support. Both Warzone and Modern Warfare were already built on this engine, and they're some of the best titles this franchise has ever seen. So why not simply use that for their new mobile game? What could possibly go wrong? These five studios spend the next year and a half cobbling together everything that made their most recent games so successful, and re-engineering them for the mobile platform. By mid-2022, the first closed alpha is out, codenamed Project Aurora. It's open to a very select few by invite only, but rumors of it are getting around, and people are getting excited. A brand new Call of Duty mobile title was coming? What could it be? Why would they possibly need another one? But the community was left with very little time to speculate, as just a few months later, Activision premieres its brand new annual announcement livestream, Call of Duty Next, and they're here to declare the development of three new installments to this highly valued franchise. The first, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. The second, Warzone 2.0, bringing a brand new map experience. And the third, Call of Duty's second ever mobile title, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. The title alone is enough for the announcement to be plastered all over the internet. The mobile platform is in desperate need of a fresh new installment in the battle royale genre, and Warzone is exactly that. The best part? It's slated for a global launch just a year later. Oh, and by the way, pre-registrations are open. People flood to Google Play and the App Store, becoming the fastest pre-registered Activision mobile title ever, with over 15 million registered in just the first few days. But after this original announcement, Activision goes dark about the game, and the community is left wondering when they'll finally get a taste of this delectable new mobile game. 2 months pass with still no new word on the game, and the community is getting restless. But there's a light rising over the horizon, or should I say, the summit. The Warzone Mobile Global Summit is announced to be taking place mid-November in London, inviting all of your favorite mobile content creators to test out Warzone for themselves in Activision's very own LAN event. Participants were contracted to keep what happened during the event a secret until the end of the month, but of course, word got out, and gameplay is leaked. And it's beautiful. The graphics are absolutely stunning. It's dark and gritty, with realistic textures, dynamic lighting, and PC-level rendering. And the gameplay? Perfect. It's everything everyone's been hoping for, and it's looking like it even has what it takes to take the throne of the mobile FPS genre. But just when you think it can't get any better, it's leaked that it's even featuring a multiplayer mode, based on Modern Warfare. And with the end of the summit, the first public beta is announced, and it's releasing in less than a month. The day is November 29th, 2022, and the first Warzone mobile beta is officially here. Everyone around the world rushes to finally get their hands on this now highly anticipated mobile game. They download the app, boot up the game, and launch into their first ever Warzone match on their smartphones. And immediately, something is wrong. Why are my graphics alive? There's lag, login issues, missing textures, blur, unoptimized gameplay, and severe device overheating. It's practically unplayable. This isn't at all the same game that was just teased a month prior. Plus, the beta is extremely limited, with most guns and multiplayer being locked, and there's not even a solos mode yet. People are furious. But it's just the early beta. They have time to perfect the game. So there's nothing to be worried about, right? Over the next few months, Activision would make great strides in the development of the game, adding events, unlockable guns, and adding cross-progression with Modern Warfare and Warzone PC. The game is only looking better and better, and the community is getting hyped. However, by this point, one thing has become certain. Warzone Mobile would not be meant for your casual smartphone. An iPad or newer iPhones could run the game just fine, but lower-end devices and a majority of Androids are locked to extremely low graphic settings. Evidently, this isn't going well with the community, as over 70% of the mobile gaming market would be excluded from this next-gen FPS if this keeps up. Activision is panicking. They've seen the initial harsh reception of the game, and with other mobile battle royales dropping like flies, tensions are rising. They know the community is counting on them more than ever, but the global release is less than 6 months away, and optimization is taking a lot longer than expected. Not to mention, some leaks have begun to spring in the code. A brutal reality is beginning to set in. The game won't be ready for launch. A decision is clear. Warzone Mobile's global release is delayed until late November of 2023. Fans are already not happy with Warzone Mobile being delayed for a whole 6 months, but something new is surfacing on the internet. Something that threatens to change everything. Official Microsoft documents regarding their recent purchase of Activision have been leaked, and one specific detail has caught the eye of the mobile world. With the full launch of Warzone Mobile, COD Mobile is planned to be phased out, shutting down the game for good, with Warzone's multiplayer modes being its successor. The loyal fanbase of COD Mobile gets one glimpse of this document, and descends into a blind rage. It's chaos. Reddit, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, your local middle school's announcement board. Warzone Mobile is being boycotted and slandered everywhere. A few large content creators step in to try to cool the flames, but they end up only fanning them. It isn't until Activision themselves steps out just a few days later, refuting the leaked documents and announcing their dedication to their previous mobile title, saying that there's no plans to sunset it anytime soon. But the damage has already been done. Warzone had taken a colossal hit to its reputation, and would never be seen quite the same. Several months passed since the leaks, and the game has made very little progress in development. It doesn't help that hackers are beginning to emerge, and even more time has to be spent mopping up the mess left behind. Activision makes the difficult decision to push back the game even further, into late 2024. Delaying it now by over a full year. Months go by since the announcement of the delay, and fans' hope for the game is at an all-time low. Warzone Mobile is fading out of the limelight, with newly released FPS games taking center stage. At this rate, the game will be dead before it's even released, and Activision is getting desperate. It's now or never. It's time to go global. On February 28, 2024, Activision reveals that this time, Warzone Mobile is ahead of schedule and is coming a whole month earlier than expected. No more delays, no more testing, it's ready. And to answer anyone's complaints about it still not being optimized, they've got one of their biggest patches ever releasing alongside the launch. Fans are ecstatic. Hype for the game is at an all-time high, and with already surpassing 50 million pre-registrations, now 11 whole studios working on the game, over 3 years of development and optimization, and tons of new content promised to be coming up, Warzone Mobile's global release is set up for nothing but success. And after one long last month of waiting, Warzone Mobile officially hits all App Stores and Google Plays around the world. Over 20 million people download and log in within just those first few hours. Raring to finally dive into this new era of AAA mobile shooters. And it's awful. No, not just awful. It's a full-blown abomination. You're using a phone from more than 4 years ago? Sorry, you can't even download the game. If you're in the 10% of smartphone users that make it past that stage, and you don't have an Apple device? Sorry, you can't open the game. If you manage to make it past that step, well, you've successfully made it to hell. Playing one match of BR overheats your phone to the extent it forces shutoffs. The graphics are so horrendous that it gives you a seizure. Matchmaking times are disgusting, and there's no separation of skill whatsoever. Cars have the unique feature of having their doors, hoods, or windows getting shot off, but sometimes the entire car goes with them. You want to switch to lower graphics to save yourself from the unoptimized horrors? You can't. Sorry. There's lag, blur, crashing, invisible guns, invisible people, spelling errors, lack of basic settings, ping through the roof, no training ground, and so much more. But if you manage to make it past all of that and finally get into a single playable match, you immediately get beamed by someone who has a setup that looks like this. Fed up with BR and now you want to play some multiplayer matches? Well, now you're subjected to the light of a thousand suns. And wait, even a notorious unfinished knockoff that has the graphics of a 90s video game has better feeling controls, animations, combat, and movement systems? It's the worst mobile game you've ever seen, and the public is outraged. Within the first 24 hours of release, it's become the most uninstalled game on Google Play ever. It reaches as low as 1.5 stars in some regions of the world. The official Reddit and Discords are taken by storm, and fans are not pulling any punches. But it's not just them. Other mainstream FPS are joining in on the fun. It's crowned as one of the worst Activision releases of all time. It even makes Apex Mobile look like it just might have been a genuinely good game. Don't get me wrong, for a few people, the game works absolutely perfectly. But when even mainstream YouTubers are experiencing issues while using some of the most expensive gaming tablets on the market, you know it's bad. But don't worry, as the first hotfix updates roll out in the next few days. And what do they add? Cosmetics. Activision sees how horribly the game is received, but they've got another ace up their sleeve. They announced their second biggest update, coming in just 2 weeks' time, and it's going to fix everything. Well, that update turned out to just make things worse. Their solution to controller and touch players being in the same lobbies, or that insane skill gap between new players and people who have been playing ever since the first beta? Bots. While once lobbies were proudly filled of around 80% or more real players, now you're getting about 5 per match. And now there's even some major issues with those cosmetics they just added. You spend $80 on a single in-game skin? Too bad, you're not getting it. Or how about you buy the brand new battle pass before you update to the latest version? Out of luck. Worst of all, nothing's actually been fixed. Oh, and remember that device overheating thing? Well, it's just come out that the game has been allegedly heating up devices so much to the point that their batteries and processors are permanently damaged, some reporting losing over 20% battery capacity in the past 2 weeks. Warzone Mobile is in flames. Literally. It doesn't help that our lovely, loyal COD Mobile fans are still boycotting and slandering the game. It turns out that maybe removing fan-favorite Call of Duty Mobile maps and making them Warzone exclusive to force players to play Warzone wasn't such a great marketing idea. Within just the first month of the global release, the game is left in shambles. People reporting that it somehow debuted in a worse state than what was seen in the earliest beta. The player base is at an all-time low, and overall earnings are down, being just a little over half of what even Apex made within its first month, and immeasurable in comparison to COD Mobile. Warzone Mobile's global release was a complete utter failure. So what went wrong? Remember that IW9 engine that they built the game on? The one that's specifically meant for console and PC? Well, apparently it uses a method of asset streaming, allowing all graphics to be rendered in real time. It minimizes the amount of storage the actual app itself is using. It's like streaming a video from YouTube, instead of having the video already downloaded on your device. Now, the setting is highly resource intensive, and phone CPUs simply can't handle it. leading to extreme overusage of both the CPU and GPU, resulting in your phone heating up enough to burn you from holding it. It puts the entire device in danger of being damaged past repair. But that's not the only problem with streaming game graphics. You're also now at the full mercy of your internet and the hub servers that host the actual game, which is why we're seeing this terrible lag and disastrous graphic errors. Using the IW engine also meant that they had to build a mobile environment from the ground up, so a majority of early development was spent simply learning how to actually make mobile games. This led to them being extremely behind in development pretty much the entire time, so the game released globally when the build itself was more akin to an actual first beta. Now, as for how the global release was in a somehow seemingly worse state than the beta phases, we're left with mere theories as of now. The first, which has partially been confirmed by Activision, a lot of phones that weren't capable of downloading the game somehow were, leaving them to attempt to run a game that's not even supported by their GPUs, leading to unprocessed graphics that just look like this. The second, which is a little less popular, being that Activision didn't actually have any clue if their servers would be able to hold so many players in their lobbies, and when the full player base flooded in on launch day, the servers simply couldn't keep up, which led to graphics not being streamed properly and therefore left with this. Also, their horrendous marketing strategies definitely didn't help at all throughout any of this, such as the stunt with the COD mobile maps, or even just the general ads shown throughout the official Reddit and pop-ups. Please don't market your supposedly AAA high-octane mobile shooter as relaxing. The game would be a little bit more forgivable if it were marketed as being highly competitive and meant for the upper echelon of mobile devices and players, but the fact that you're marketing it as relaxing implies a more casual player base, which just isn't your mark here. Or even worse, definitely don't market your game as full of real players as soon as you fill lobbies with bots. I just couldn't tell you what they were thinking on that one. Long story short, things are really not looking good for Warzone Mobile. Now, since the horrors of the first few weeks of the global release, Activision has made genuine strides to fix this absolute abomination of a game, from improving gameplay, patching bugs, adding better graphic settings, and even actually listening to the community. People are reporting that they're even beginning to enjoy the game. And update after update, it's slowly becoming what it was promised to be. Some individuals have even figured out a fix to that treacherous overheating issue. Ice packs. Of course, other issues have arisen along the way, such as the fact that they somehow broke solos mode to the point that they had to remove it for a whole month. And now random orbs of light have been popping up around the map. But the game is still limping onwards. Yet at this point, even if it did manage to pull itself together, the events leading up to, and the global release itself, have forever left their mark on the Call of Duty name, only furthering the soul-crushing narrative that mobile games will never be anything more than a joke. Unless they're made by Tencent.